Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Matchick. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting second. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Duncan for a passed ball. McAuliffe moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matchick for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive towards short. Kubiak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick misplays the ball. That's an error on Matchick. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick misplays the ball. That's an error on Matchick. Donaldson moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Northrup moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Northrup tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-1 in the game. Matchick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. Munday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Munday reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Wirt moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt scores. McAuliffe moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McAuliffe tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Lou Krause. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Frien hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 2 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Ted Kubiak. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilson, and towards McAuliffe, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bert Campaneris now playing shortstop. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Diego Segui. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Webster reaches second base with a double. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-3 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webster moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Matchick fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Webster scores. One out. It's 3-1, Tigers. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Sprague now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-3 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson misplays the ball. That's an error on Donaldson. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.